New Blood Undisputed, Cassius is Deluded, Tag Team Confusion, and Ricochet, baby. Let's do it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Opportunity presents. Oh, hear ye, hear ye. I need like a fanfare blowing up in here, man. I'm feeling this spot. Yeah, listen, Jim, they put me in this spot. Now it's going to my head now. Now I'm feeling myself now. Now I want like a trumpet fanfare. I want like the Pied Piper to come in here, man, and announce me, Jim. What's going down, man? Listen, NXT at the show, man. I got the crew with me, man. This is my new crew. This is my seasoned crew. Yeah, that's like a well-seasoned meat. I'm going to start to the left. That well-seasoned meat to the left, Jim Alexander. What's going on,
man? Okay. I'm Wilson.
That seasoned meat.
Am I like medium rare or something?
It depends on what kind of, you know what I mean? What temperature you like.
I'll go filet mignon.
Yeah, well, a little filet mignon.
So does filet mignon, Jim Alexander right here. At the Jim Alexander, like The Rock.
Oh, damn.
You know how it goes.
TK Trinidad, what's going on, boo?
Oh, this could be a lot of stuff. It's TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
All right, man, let's get right into it, man. Listen, I'm gonna get down to brass tacks, man, when I'm talking about the new blood, a little bit of new blood here. Dominik Dijakovic up in there? Mm-hmm. Listen, for Shane Thorne, I think it was a nice premiere for the Croatian, man. I like seeing some new meat come out there and showing off and doing some different things I ain't seen before. I like when new people get a chance to showcase their ability. Fact. Jim, first and foremost, thoughts?
Lots of meat, you're right. Big guys, it's a international match, right? You have like Australia versus Croatia. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about it, when they came out, I'm thinking, generic, both of them. Like, that was my initial thought. Then I see them halfway through the match. I'm like, whoa, okay, you got my attention. By the end of the match, I'm like, this guy could be the next big thing. Like, it was
like
crazy
that.
How I went from unimpressed to actually impressed with him.
I like that. So what do you think that's like... Tell me what that attributes to that. Is that just you, him growing on you, you giving it a chance, combination of it both?
Some of the spots he had. Right. For a big guy, what's he, like 6'7", they
big
said?
Boy,
and he was doing some stuff that, like, guys half his size can't even do.
Feeling it, man.
He's got a kind of a plain look, but a look that works for him.
Right.
It's like he doesn't need much. You know, he just comes out in tights, and he doesn't need any other stuff. He just kind of looks simple but effective. And then his in-ring style, man, you're selling me right there. And he didn't say anything. Like, his facial expressions were good, too. So I was impressed by that in a match.
What do you think about TK?
I think I know there's a difference, obviously, between, like, you know, Raw, 3 hours, SmackDown 2, and, you know, NXT, an hour. But it's just, like, it's just such a tighter show.
It is tight.
And then even with the time that they had, it's like they're telling the story. And even if you introduce new characters, it's like, okay, well, like, you can get behind them. Mm-hmm. So I really, it was a great match. It was a great introduction. And even if we don't see them next week, because you see how, like, the rotation's going, it's like, I'm looking forward to another
based on how they're doing, because they have new people out that I haven't seen in a while.
Right.
I mean, sometimes it's the same people I haven't seen in a while. Before I move on, shout out to Dan, shout out to Zeno Hour. Yo, Marie, what's going on, girl? Charlene.
Zeno Hour called you the Jim the Devil Alexander.
Yeah, he did. Optimus.
Exorcism still.
Yeah, no. Optimus, what's going down? Jim, before we move on, I wanted to get your thoughts. Do you see this going a Cesaro route, though? Because he has a lot of tools.
He does have a bit of a Cesaro, yes.
And I hate connecting people with people. I'm talking about, do you see him getting to that moment where they don't know what to do with him? Because Cesaro should have been champion 815 years ago at least one time. Do you see this being a different situation, or do you see this being kind of the same thing, mid-card? I'm thinking way ahead, but he's there for a reason. I can speculate.
Yeah, he's got the look in every sense that they like. He's got the athleticism that, as we can see, we haven't seen him on the mic, but he's could be... it's a good comparison with Cesaro, because they're both kind of, you have that European feel to him and that kind of a wrestler look. Like, he looks like a wrestler in so many senses. This is their chance to correct a mistake from the past, potentially. You know, let this guy grow organically. Mm-hmm. We just saw him for the first time tonight.
Yep.
Let's see him come out and beat up some guys week in and week out.
Right.
And let it grow. And I just don't change his gimmick. Let him be what he is right
now. Yeah, let's see what this is first. Let's see what this is first.
Yeah.
You're right. It's like you said, it's not flashy, but maybe it doesn't have to be flashy. It's okay to have a wrestler that just comes in and just beats the brakes off people.
Yep.
Smashes people's heads in and just goes about their business.
It's more intriguing that way.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like he's just so plain and simple that I'm intrigued about.
You're right.
It.
He didn't say a word. Ain't cutting a promo yet. You're right. You know, let this grow organically. Speaking of organically, Jim, can you tell the lovely people at home how they can find more of this wonderful AfterBuzz content?
Oh, absolutely. Without you guys, we're not here. So I just wanted to thank, and we all want to thank you here for supporting us. And we need your continued support and help. And you can do it pretty easily. When you're watching the stream on YouTube and all you guys in the commentary right now, just subscribe. Subscribe to our channel and all the other channels that you're watching. Comment. We love comments and interacting with you guys. Love hearing about my exorcisms and the devil turns. It's entertaining. So you guys keep on interacting.
They are.
Keep on posting. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. You know you like the show, so just
5-star.
Yeah, like Booker T would say it. 5-star. So just don't say comment, subscribe, 5-star. Being part of AfterBuzz has been a great experience for all of us, especially for me. I get a character now, and I get to talk about wrestling every week. And it's all thanks to you guys. So just support us, and we thank you for it.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you, man. Backstage with the Undisputed Era, man. They making guarantees, man. They over here say we writing all kinds of checks, man. Listen, they writing checks. About to say we going to cash these checks. We don't know what they're doing a little later in the evening, but it looks like the Undisputed Era is trying to make a little bit of... Y'all forgot who we were, man. We took this place over. What's going on, Jim? Talk to me about the Undisputed Era, who I love, by the way. I don't talk about how much I love them. I do love
them. I like them. The only thing is, maybe they have too many members in their group, because there's no other stable in NXT that's that big.
They got a squad, man.
Yeah, they have a legitimate team. Like, we have a half of a basketball team out there, a roster. So you don't get enough. Each of them doesn't get enough individual attention in that sense. But also, I mean, besides Adam Cole, who seems to be like the one that stands out of them. Yeah, but it's an interesting group. I'm interested to see how they're going to keep on going. Hey, they showed some tenacity tonight. You know, they come down, beat down Ricochet at the end, and Aleister Black. That gave him a lot of credibility in that sense that, hey, these guys might not look the part. They kind of look like these high school jocks in a lot of ways. They're not the biggest dudes or any in any sense. But when you combine them together, they mean business.
What about you, TK Trinity? What are you thinking about this? Thoughts? Do you care? Do you like this Shield mentality?
Street Profits.
Oh, we going to get to them. We'll get to them very short. Very short. Yeah, we're going to get to them very short.
I was reading the comments from Rob, actually, so I was a little distracted.
Oh, people throwing shade?
Oh, no.
I was cracking up on them comments,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the comments were very sorry, guys. I was like, I haven't checked the comments
for Rob.
Because
they don't really know what they
don't. And they were, it was very passionate. I don't know if they
got to see it. And I respond to all them comments. Yes. I got all this. Monday? I don't do nothing on Monday.
What was your question,
Zach? Oh, I freed my Mondays up just for Raw. No, just talking about, what do you think about the Undisputed Era in the backstage, making guarantees, saying they're going to beat the brakes off anybody that gets in their way. They're going to take all the titles in NXT.
I like that. Remember we were talking, I don't even know what show it is because we just do so much wrestling, but about the factions and bringing back factions. Like, I like that because you're creating like the possibility of. So I like the way that they're doing it. I'm just now I'm definitely afraid of, like, I think last year this time I was calling, like, well, they should go up, and they should. Now I'm definitely afraid of people leaving and going to the main roster because they're going to lose all that potential.
Don't be so quick to leave NXT. You know what I mean?
No, well, yeah. I don't think it's their decision. That's WWE decision.
Right, but, well, I'm talking to WWE. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like they're labeled as the minor leagues, but we know it's not the minor leagues.
Oh,
no. We know NXT ain't the minor league when Shinsuke's there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Shinsuke's over in New Japan, 815 titles over there. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, it's labeled as the minor leagues, but that's, they say it's the best promotion. The general consensus, everyone says it's the best promotion.
Oh, for
so
sure.
Why be
it's
so
the
quick
best
to
wrestling.
Leave?
You know, I mean, this is where you get the most pure wrestlers. Like, we're talking about guys that don't really need gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we see the initial debut and what they are as a whole package. Before you start throwing gimmicks on them and different characters, this is, you get pure wrestling, as you've seen in that main event tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you see guys just kind of what they are from the start.
Yes. Yes.
And so, let them grow.
Absolutely. Organic growth seems to be the theme of the night, because it's right, man. Just let things grow. Let things cook a little bit. Let things sizzle a little bit. We get to the backstage again. We got Io Shirai, man. Kairi Sane up in there. And I love that adorable Japanese girl speaking English, because it's much easier to hide behind your language. To come out and cut a promo. Trust me, much props to that, because it's a very nerve-wracking thing to do, speaking someone else's language when you're not comfortable. So she cut a promo and say, listen, I'm going to be champion. I'm coming after Baszler. Then all of a sudden, Bianca comes out. Like, TK called this. She said that last week, she said it might have been a little thing. Y'all didn't see that. Me and Jim, we didn't see that. We ain't girls, man. You see the little nuances of stuff that men miss. We don't catch this kind of stuff. We missed a little wrinkle, and you called it, and Bianca was like, oh, whoa, hold on.
I can't believe you missed it, but okay.
I did, man. I was over it. So it's great to see Bianca. So Bianca comes out. My question to you, TK, is what do you think this means? Is this a triple threat match to see who's the number one contender? Could this be a fatal four-way? Why are they putting these four women together-ish? They mentioned Shayna, and then those three were kind of having a thing backstage.
We were talking about Bianca before we even started doing the show. Remember I was telling you like how you see in her character evolve, and it's just like, I think they're getting to the point where they don't know what to do with her. So
getting to that point because the undefeated thing's gone now.
Right. So it's just kind of like, okay, well, if we call her up, like, she might not be ready to be called up. So, and then there's not necessarily a place for her in the main roster. So it's just kind of like, okay, well, what are we going to do with her? And, you know, do we want to take the belt off of Shayna just like right now? So, you know, should we put them in a faction? But then that doesn't really make sense. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it feels like we don't, like, they built her up to the point, and now she has her shirts, like, she said,
and they made her lose. Her whole thing was the undefeated thing, and she got beat.
And she even said she was undefeated, but she's really not.
Same thing with the Asuka thing. Once they took that away, it seemed that she lost steam. Jim, yeah. What do you think this means? Why were they in the bag? Why are those three women vying for it? Will one just make it to the mountaintop at TakeOver, or is this going to, you see them all being involved somehow?
You know, the funny thing, I just kept thinking about Sam Roberts saying how she's not ready. Like, she cut a heck of a promo again. Like, she just has an imposing, like, she takes authority whenever she's on the mic or in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, she owns the ring. She owns the mic.
Man, it'd be tough for me to say someone's not ready that's, like, bigger than me physically.
Yeah, literally.
Like, she's twice the size of that dude. Like, so she's way bigger than Sam Roberts. Not ready.
Yeah,
I don't know. She's ready.
Step is she needs a title. I think to keep her around in NXT, she needs a title because she's not ready quite for the main roster.
Like,
and you don't
want to
take her on the main roster.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
She's going to get lost in a shuffle.
With all due respect, not everyone is made ready for her. You're right. Yeah. Have her win the belt, like,
and let her carry it for a while.
Why not?
Like, well, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought she was going to take the belt off of Shayna, and then Shayna was going to spend time, you know, trying to get the belt back with her faction.
Right.
And then I'm definitely seeing a possible, again, with the rumors of Ronda leaving or might not leaving, I'm definitely seeing a possibility of, you know, those girls moving up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least part-time.
Yeah, yeah. They're more established. They already have a faction. They don't need the title. The title doesn't do much with that group.
It's true. Especially what they did tonight.
It doesn't put them over. They're already over.
You're right. What I see is tonight showed what they could do in the main roster, though. Mm-hmm. Just that whole thing, just shaking things up.
They
just coming
in
just going through the women's roster.
Ronda? And that makes sense because I feel like, you know, first Ronda had Natalya and we don't know, like, what happened with that. And that was kind of a weird relationship anyway. And then she was friends with the Bellas and then they turned on her. So it's like, it makes sense because the storyline is already there. Like, they were all participants in the UFC. They've all moved over to WWE. It just makes sense that Ronda, like, to me, Ronda by herself holding a championship is just like, if you, Jim, were the drug dealer, you holding all the drugs.
Yeah, I got it.
By yourself. Like, you wouldn't want to do it by yourself. Like, you need people around you to protect the drugs.
I think it's quite a diversion to WrestleMania. If they debut in WrestleMania, that would make complete sense, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And help Ronda win, potentially. Mm-hmm. That could work.
That would shake things up.
It would. And it would be a natural, seamless transition. Man. Like, they are ready for just the right storyline to move up to.
Especially if she loses on Friday in that middle Saturday. You forget Saturday. Saturday's Hall of Fame. You're forgetting about, she lost the title. Day goes by. Come out WrestleMania and do something. That's a bold call, but it's a hell of a call.
Yeah. And then Bianca perfectly is holding a title and she's carrying for the next few months and going forward. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of the top lead on NXT. And that makes a lot of sense. She gets to the top position. She needs a title more than Shayna.
Yeah, you're right. Shayna doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I feel like with that match, too, between her and Shayna, it should have ended in, like she's still undefeated due to whatever is happening.
Whatever happened.
Like, she still kept that. Because then that would have maintained the storyline. Then she can, you know, try to go for a rematch. Then
I'm so surprised.
Then it makes sense. Even though Shayna loses the belt officially on WrestleMania, which I totally love that, like, angle, and moves up, that all makes sense. But now it just seems like, okay, what's going to happen?
I'm surprised by that. Like, by her winning by, like, DQ or something. Like, you know, Shayna still retains. They could have went that route.
They could have.
Yeah, because
protect her that way.
Yeah, the undefeated streak, it's always a cool thing. Shout out to DJ Sip saying he's a first-time viewer. He or she. Shout out to y'all, man. Let me know. Appreciate you, man.
Wait, you said that he's going to listen in the morning, though?
DJ Sip.
Sip on that uptime form.
And I'm going to sip on some uptime.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You've been, like, you've been here for, like, like 2 weeks, Jim, and now you
are. Jim, yo, Jim.
All in. He's Jim's in my to brain. The song.
He's like a wrestling Hannibal Lecter, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's psychological.
Everybody split on the Boudoir song, too, on the Raw chat.
That's
hilarious.
What we're saying for
it's hilarious.
TK Boudoir. No, but, listen. Oh, DJ, you got that queued up? Because if you got that queued up, I don't even know she got some in the Boudoir. It's because people, like, I'm a troll. Everybody don't like the Boudoir, man. Because if you got that Boudoir, I don't care when you drop it. You could drop it when we roll out, man. Just drop the Boudoir track sometime during this show. But, speaking of that, though, speaking of, like, the Sky Pirates, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things that two phenomenal Japanese wrestlers. Mm-hmm. They're definitely... There's definitely room for them. It's an interesting thing, mm-hmm. like a Japanese invasion going on, and mm-hmm. I don't know what that's going to mean when these ladies get the call up. Is it going to be something with Asuka? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I
wanted to give them a little bit of love. I didn't want to gloss over them because they're great. They really
no,
are.
No, I love the combination. Again, another really good potential faction. I love the fact that they're not hiding... behind, like, okay, well, I'm a really great talent. I have a good fan base. Let me just wait until I get. But you get better by reps, and you Absolutely. Know NXT is the perfect place to do it. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what's going to happen. And then you could even have the battle between them and Bianca. Right?
Why not? You could. Yeah, you're setting it up already.
I just don't like that whole undefeated thing, and where it feels like she just left her with.
Yeah, I never care about something. The undefeated thing until you tell me she's undefeated.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. then you make it a thing, and I'm like, okay, now I don't. Now,
but
I
now she's
still
saying she's undefeated, but it's like,
delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Speaking of women's action, man, Tenara Conti versus Aaliyah. Very interesting. Like I said, I like seeing people I don't get to see. Man, like
she was on Mae Young Classic. She was really good.
Yeah, listen, but we all know what happened here, man. Aaliyah got the win. She got some help. And then, listen, Shayna Baszler came out with the Goon Squad.
Yeah.
Man. I ain't
so
see this
much
coming.
For that help.
Man,
yeah.
Beat the brakes off these chicks, man. Mm-hmm. Like Jim, you calling it, though, bro, about... We were talking about factions last week. It's just... Man, that was... Man, listen, coming out, beating these girls up, taking the belt, getting on the mic, cutting the promo, and just rolling out. It was... Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty awesome, man. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, they're legitimate badasses. Like, really are. Like, they could probably take out... I'm thinking they can take out half of the male stables, probably, when you're looking at it.
I mean, they're MMA fighters. They're trained to... Yeah. I believe most MMA fighters, they're, like, trained to kill. So, like, say they were... I have a friend who's a UFC fighter.
This is true.
If he gets stopped by the cops, he has to let them know, and then the cops have to actually put handcuffs on their ankles and their hands, because now that person's a threat to the cops legitimately without any guns or anything. So it's just kind of like, you know, they are badass. But also Aaliyah, by the way, she's come a long way from the T-Dot, from the six. Shout her out, of course.
I should have known the Canadian connection.
Yeah, you know, I always think about the Canadians.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, why she like her so much? Hold on.
So, yeah, I believe she was like a YouTuber and stuff like that. Her story is actually pretty interesting.
Wow.
So she's come a long way
as far as putting in the
work. So shout out to her.
I think the Brazilian girl in a match, they're going to hype her up. You know, being the first Brazilian WWE wrestler,
somebody's there.
At least in a female division. Yeah. I think there's something there for sure. That's something she's someone to look out for in the future.
Right,
I think
is
going to be someone that they're going to build long term.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they both.
And it's a whole fan base. I mean, you have a potential nation, like an entire country.
And WWE is very conscious of that. And she had a good showing. She didn't technically lose fair and square.
Right.
So that protected her a little bit. So, you know, it's one of those things where she lost, but she looked good in the showing. And she was like, I got screwed. I got robbed. So I think you're right about giving her more. This is like just a taste.
Yeah.
These four competitors we've seen, especially the two that won, depending on the female and the males, I think you're right. This is going to be. Let's bring these guys out a little bit more and mm-hmm. see what you can do. I don't know every week, but you know, just bring
rotate
them more often.
Yeah, like keep the rotation.
DJ Sip had actually an interesting idea.
What
the
up?
Tag team belts should be defended across all three brands.
You know, I've heard about that
for the women's tag team.
Because I've heard about that, and that's interesting. It might help the men's division, the tag team, though. You know what I mean? Because we always talk about the men's tag team.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the NXT men's division is probably the best division in all of WWE.
Good Lord.
It really is.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm not, I can't poo-poo anybody's idea, man. Yeah. Why not, man?
But even having like a cross promotion, like say, you know, the tag team championships currently with ladies from Raw, but they, you know, show up at SmackDown and they show up at NXT.
What?
Like,
listen.
That's... Yep. That will bring people who don't normally watch NXT to watch NXT. It's like, wait, they're on NXT challenging, or like, you know, the NXT girls are trying to challenge them. So that's definitely a good
idea. It shines
idea.
A light on the brand and on the wrestlers in NXT. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to lose, but a lot to gain.
Yeah.
There's no downside of it, really.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. Yeah. So it's like it couldn't hurt. So we got Cassius Ohno comes out, man. I don't know. Is this the last we see of Cassius?
Listen.
It's weird. It felt like he was like leaving.
I remember this dude on the indie scene. They were talking about him like he's the next great, I mean,
did they coming. Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was so hyped up. And now when I look at him, I'm like, he's a bad, bad version of an old Mick Foley.
He said bad, bad. He didn't say bad once.
Yo, Chad, what do y'all think of Cassius Ohno?
He's just trash. I mean,
oh my.
Chat roll, what do you think about Cassius
Ohno? You think he's going over to AEW? Because they're signing checks to everybody.
They are. I'm told you, I'm about to get one of them checks tomorrow, Jim.
Well, I'm waiting for
Shout out to Uptime. But,
he said he's ready. Wow, that was some low-key but really great shade, Jim. Jim. All right.
All right, Jim. When you see your boy Double or Nothing, man, you're going to be like, oh, my God. He got some of that. We got some of that con money. But, you know, it's so interesting. This guy, Keith Lee, man, I don't know much about him. I'm glad. I like what I learned.
Mia Yim's boyfriend.
That's who that is.
Yeah.
When I say I don't know much about him, I didn't know he was that amazing on the microphone, man. He is seamless. Yeah. When a person has it on the mic, he is seamless on the microphone. I think they brought him out for a reason. Kind of maybe it might even be a change in the guard. We really might not be seeing Cassius too much anymore. That was weird, man. It felt weird.
Zeno R says Cassius is in the BMP.
Permanently!
Forever, hopefully,
but
please.
He also helps train, because when we went, when I was on Xbox show and we went to NXT in Los Angeles, and we went backstage. Shout out to Sean Xbox. I really appreciate that.
Nice.
He helped train some of the wrestlers. So I think he has like a position behind
hopefully.
The scenes too.
Yeah, let's keep him there. He's like a washed up ECW guy to me.
Damn, Jim, what you?
Yo, Jim is Satan, man, for real. Yo!
Damn, who are you? That's not the Jim I met 2 weeks ago.
ZNR goes, Jim is hating on Chris Hero, fighting
words. Oh, Chris Hero, that's right. He ain't no hero of mine, that's for sure. Damn. Or anyone else.
Wow.
Jim, keep on being heel Jim. Heel Jim.
He has nothing. He has no look. I mean, he's like an overweight Pillsbury doughboy.
Wow.
That his mic skills are painful. And in the ring, he's, I mean, mediocre at best. Like, what does that put together?
Hashtag heel gym.
That's
heel
a trainer. Yeah, that's a trainer.
Trending worldwide.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know if he'd be a top trainer.
Jim, I don't mind you talking about it. I'm going to sit my uptime.
Wow.
I don't want to see the guy again. Chris Hero.
And you
no
know
more.
It's bad when somebody in the chat saying, he was good when he was smaller. That's not good, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, that's not good. Yeah. He was good when he was smaller. he was smaller.
Zeno asked about Keith Lee and Mia Yim. They were reportedly together back last year. I can't confirm or deny where they are right now. As far as I know, they're still together, but I don't know. I'm not in their business like that.
Somebody, yo, I'm telling you right now, Bosa gonna know by the next second.
I know. I think Bosa is Bosa on this chat.
When he watches this, he'll be like, they're not together anymore. But I like the Keith Lee thing. I like the premiere. I like how brilliant he is on a microphone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's gonna be. What that is.
Although, one thing that surprised about me, he's got such a soft voice for a big,
gentle.
Intimidating
guy.
Big teddy bear.
And I kind of liked it. Actually, me too. It's cool. It's different.
That's what I liked about it. I was like, I like this.
Yeah, he's got this smooth voice.
Yeah.
He surprised me with it. I'm a troll all y'all that are like the boudoir. I'm be playing this every wrestling show I'm on.
Oh my gosh, it's so hilarious.
Shade on the after show. Y'all better stop hating on a show that's about a show.
But I think too, what I really like, for you guys who don't watch Raw and just watch NXT, you should watch Raw because the dynamic is crazy.
Oh my
and
god,
it's one I've, half of Raw, right?
I haven't seen like such passionate comments. Like, I've seen passionate comments about a few things here and there, but the passionate comments on
this is, I can't stand that. I'm like, oh my goodness. Y'all know this. You know me. Listen, I'm much more subdued when the cameras is not rolling. This is a persona, man. That's a persona. You know what I mean? When I leave, I'm always, I'm like, hello, Jim. How are you?
I know.
Nice
like,
evening,
wait,
Jim.
Mac, what happened?
Hey, I'm like, nice to see you, Jim. How,
get
like,
that uptime in
like,
you,
yeah,
man.
I'm like, good morrow,
I need to see
Jim.
The beast unleashed.
Yo, who's in the boudoir?
Street Profits. But here's my thing. My question is, I know I've been seeing, for you guys who don't know, Montez, I think I'm saying his name right, he's married to Bianca Belair.
Oh.
Oh, y'all didn't know that? No. Yeah, they had an amazing
knowledge.
They had an amazing wedding, a really great love story. They're married. But them as a team, do you think that they're gonna last? Because a lot of people are saying that Montez is great, but they don't think the team will go to the main roster.
Because, you know, WWE is notorious for separating couples, though.
Yeah.
They do like to try to, like, some people are inseparable.
Oh, you mean Bianca and him? Or yeah. The team?
No,
the tag team. The
Street Profits.
Yeah, the Street Profits.
Bianca's going to the main roster. Like, there's no...
I think Bianca would be a better partner in the ring, too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what do you guys feel?
Yeah, because the Street Profits, they're not ready yet. They're not ready to get to the main roster. I don't think a lot of people are ready to go to the main roster. I want to see them with the NXT tag team titles first. I don't know, because the War Raiders is lit, man. Listen, I don't care. Listen, they got chocolate skin, I got chocolate skin, but that don't mean I gotta always go chocolate. Listen, them War Raiders, I checked my ancestry DNA. I got some Viking blood over me. I got some Viking blood.
The Highlanders.
I'm telling you, y'all ain't know that, man. Come on, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I felt some type of way. I was like, why am I feeling some type of way? Oh, that's right, that 0.0%, 0.01% of Viking. I'm telling you, War Raiders need to hold that belt for a while, but I wouldn't mind. My man with the little sippy cups, you know, NXT.
Yeah,
sippy cups.
I like their character, but again, it's the same thing with Bianca. Where I send Evan angry text messages when I see like wrestling stuff.
For
but, like,
real,
same thing with like Bianca, where it's like it just like went a little bit too left or too stereotypical. Like that's what I feel, but then I realize it's not about them. It's just in the spirit of Black History Month, promotions are owned by Black people.
Yeah, so it's like the perception and how they put what niche they put them in. And like I said, they're making what they can work. They're athletic too, way more athletic than I keep forgetting how athletic they are.
Oh, we did like a flip off the.
Yeah, that was something.
So much more athletic than I give them credit for. Mm-hmm. A great tag team. That, just like you're saying, though, Jim, that tag team division.
It's lit to the extreme, to the top. They have just so many, and that's why you need to keep them here. Let them grow, let them get more of a following, let them establish themselves and see more in the ring what they can do, and you can always move them up any time when you need to, but right now these
always
teams
can move
need
up.
To stay here, because the NXT tag team division is by far the best division in tag team in all of WWE.
It feels too like because with NXT you have so many people that we don't see on NXT, you should make NXT like an official show instead of referring it to it as almost like this is the practice, and then they go to the main roster. Like NXT should be considered part of the main roster, and then the people who are there, like a Chelsea Green is signed to WWE. She's at the Performance Center, but we've seen her once in a while on NXT. Like we should almost have like a Big Brother type video where we're seeing them do their matches at the Performance Center. Uh-huh. I'd rather see that and then work through the kinks. And then you see NXT as part of the three brands versus, this is for... Because the performances that they're giving are great.
I agree.
And, there might be some stumbles on the mics here and there, but it's still an understanding. But there's stumbles on the mics on the main roster.
Right.
So, I feel like we should be, like, Performance Center, we'll see the people who are getting everything together and working it out. We can see, like, a live feed. And NXT should be an official, like, show and considered part of the main roster.
Do you see NXT ever going live?
Yeah, I mean, they're already kind of touring. I mean, besides the pay-per-view,
they're doing
their own shows in smaller towns, so they're already testing the waters. They're doing shows in small little cities and stuff individually, independently. So that's a brand that's slowly rising to the top, but it has to be a separate – I mean, it's got to be part of the third brand because when we look at it, the talent, they get an hour of time, and every match is a – 4 or 5 star match. When you look at Raw and SmackDown, you might get one in a 3 hour show or two.
If it wasn't for Seth and Ziggy those past couple months, man, having great matches, you're right.
It's like you just get quality. Everyone brings their A game in NXT and every match because they know they're either getting rotated or not getting time. So the stakes are high. At this point, when they have their own show and they're promoting it as, the storylines are legitimate and set, this is a brand. This is not in my, a minor league would be like one or two prospects that they want to bring up to
the minor leagues, man.
Everyone matters here. Mm-hmm. So in Asuka, that case, it's the brand.
Asuka and Shinsuke went there, like willingly.
Yeah. What they should do, I've been hoping they would do it, they would start sending some of the main talent that's maybe not getting over to NXT to feud with some of them. So you get an infusion of main roster guys being in NXT.
People don't want to do that. But that's what I loved about NXT. Sometimes they might not come back out.
But that's what I loved about what Cesaro did, man. Cesaro tore it down when he came back to NXT, man. He had some amazing matches with Sami Zayn, man. Mm-hmm. And Cesaro was doing that just because, man. And it was awesome. And he came back up to the main.
If you're not getting over, what's the point of staying on the main roster? Right. At least you're getting more attention in NXT. Mm-hmm. And that going to give, like, maybe the management to take another look at you. Yeah, like, whoa, look at what you're doing here.
Oh, God, he was killing it.
It has no bad repercussions. I don't know why they wouldn't want to.
Why more wrestlers
instead of asking for releases, why don't you ask to go to NXT?
Well, one thing, too, they don't get paid as much. So that's one thing. So they'll need to correct that.
Yeah, they can adjust that. Right.
But a lot of people in the chat are saying, should NXT go to 90 minutes or 2 hours? And I don't think so. The reason being is because...
Not just yet.
Not at all. Because NXT, like, I feel like you could wrap it in and sell it to, you know, a network, and people who don't have the time to watch 3 hours or, you know, SmackDown, they like wrestling, but they have other things to watch, or they have their kids. Like, their hour show is perfect because we saw Bianca last week perform, but then they came and they did a promo, and you're still carrying through.
It's easy to digest every week.
It is.
With the content, we have we have Raw for 3 hours. The night before, we have SmackDown that's 5 hours of television. In 2 days, it's overkill at that point. Mm-hmm. So you need the quick digestion, 1 hour, you get the high flying stuff, get the
like
angles.
On a Saturday night or something, like where it's just like, okay, we're home.
It's true.
And we can take this.
You guys are both right. You're right. It works for an hour. It's still working. Yeah, mm-hmm. Takeover always tears the doors down. Takeover, you get a nice chunk of wrestling.
It's been takeovers have been better than the actual main pay per views in the past year in a lot of cases.
Anybody in the chat has never been to a takeover, please go to a takeover if it comes to your town,
especially in Brooklyn.
It's an atmosphere you'll never be. It's unreal. It's unreal with the international crowd, and it's a smaller venue. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. So
Zeno Hour is saying head of sports, Fox Sports, said to expect additional WWE programming.
I figured they were.
And NXT has been rumored to be moving to FS1 for a while. So
that's a lot of eyes.
Yeah, I only have one suggestion. I think the women, up and coming women, need their own show for an hour. One show. There's too many women on this roster. You never get to see any of these ladies.
What about making a...
They need their own one-hour show because these women promotions are coming for WWE.
Yeah, here's an idea. I mean, you bring up a good point. How about making a... fourth brand, a women's brand only.
Period.
Well, they
period.
Were talking,
Raw,
talking about
Raw, SmackDown,
that.
And NXT. Bring them all in, and you can still have them appear
on Raw.
And
they can still come
SmackDown.
On Raw, they can still come on SmackDown.
Yeah, but have their own show. And it could be an hour show.
There's just so many women, Jim. And these ladies are getting no shine. I'm like, you give them their own platform.
Give them a show.
Man, people would watch that. You'd watch that. I'd watch it. The chat would watch that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The only problem is, I think we discussed this before, is whoever is doing the writing... The storylines that we have for the women, particularly in Raw and SmackDown, they're not that good.
I know what you mean.
So the problem is, like, if they do something like that, then they either need
things
to
would
get,
have to change.
They need to get either I don't know who's in the writing room, but they need to get somebody who is beyond
focus on that. Yeah, focus on the women's storylines only.
Yeah, because
someone
maybe that's what would spark the change. They have their own show. They bring in amazing women writers. And it's a women's show.
Women commentators. Kathy Kelly.
I'm telling you, we'd all watch that, man.
Yeah,
but
we'd watch it.
So the Street Profits, they come out, they get on the microphones, man, and they stake their claim. And in Undisputed Era, they are true to their word. They come out and they do their thing. But then all of a sudden, the War Raiders come out and they do their thing. What do you see? Do you see this being like a ridiculous, like... huge tag team thing to decide who goes against the War Raiders before TakeOver? Do you see them doing it all together and the War Raiders have to defend against all these tag teams at TakeOver? What do you think this was to display all these different tag teams staking their claim to go against the War Raiders? What do you think this was about, Jim?
Vying for the tag team titles. Don't put them all together. It just eliminates potential matches and feuds.
True.
Have them fight for it. Have them earn it.
We got some weeks coming.
Yep.
About you, DK, what are you thinking about? Who do you think is going to emerge to go against the War Raiders? Who do you see going against the War Raiders at TakeOver? Because they're going to have a match.
If they are going to have a match, and I feel like it's like a toss-up, but I like that toss-up. Like,
you
know how, you know, it, I want to say other promotions, but still WWE. Like, you know, we have the tag teams, and it's like you only have a few people in the tag team, especially the men's. Well, I mean, there's no women's tag team, but the men's tag team, it's just kind of like, okay, well, we've seen this. We've seen the Usos against the New Day. We've seen, you know, now we do have the Miz and, oh my God.
Shane.
Thank you. We do have them, which is an interesting team, but it's just like we've seen a lot of these teams. I mean, they're not. They're
put together. They're not real tag teams. Right. NXT has real tag teams.
Better believe it.
They are put together wrestlers that they're trying to find angles for or something.
Trying to make something stick. Yeah.
So I definitely agree. I definitely think it could be a toss up, and that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah.
Opposed to, okay, well, these two are going to go against each other. They've been against each other before. Now they just, you want to see, you know, whose cojones are bigger. Whereas this one is just like, we all are fierce. And we all believe that we're fierce, and we will be willing to battle it to the death to show you.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that, Jim. I think in through these coming weeks, we're going to start seeing who's going to step up to the table. Yeah. They're going to have some tag team matches to see who's going to be the number one contender going against the War Raiders. And I think that's an exciting time to see, you know, who they're putting over at the moment. You know, because the War Raiders, it's going to be a tough hour, them boys. They put on the match. They put on the match of the year so far. So NXT, they tore the doors down to open up the night. Main event, we have the Undisputed Era. You know, of course, listen, Ricochet doing what Ricochet does, man. Cole, baby. Ricochet's a bad boy.
I'll tell you one thing. He carried this match. And Adam Cole can hold his own in a ring, but Ricochet carried this match. Something. He took so many high spots and moves. I mean, he was even playing off that one-legged thing. And the guy, what can he do?
Out of this world. Well, he's Prince Puma from Lucha Underground. So if you watch Lucha Underground,
I was like,
yeah, I had no idea. And I was like,
Shout out to that Lucha Mask, man.
Yeah.
But, like, if you see that stuff that he does there, the stuff that he did in Lucha Underground, he hasn't even, like, tipped the iceberg. Like, he hasn't even showcased that
on NXT. Just getting warmed up, man.
So it's just kind of, I can't wait to see. And that's another thing. Like, now I'm afraid because if they bring him up, you're going to lose that. So
him and Seth would have been the most amazing match ever, though. They really would, though, man.
Yeah,
your guy and Ricochet, I don't even care what it would be. Just a Monday night.
Well, and that's
match.
What I mean. Ricochet could wrestle with anyone. Even if a guy can really hang it, he can make him look good.
It's true, man.
Because he will take all the high moves and he can
take
make
the bumps.
He will take the bumps. He will make anyone look good. And that's a worth of a wrestler right there.
I agree.
Yeah, I do agree, Kyle. We put Ricochet in the boudoir as well. He's get some cocoa butter for that.
So yeah, okay. So Ricochet gets the trolling these haters.
Let me just let you know, Steve is in the booth controlling all this. So y'all don't be sending your hate.
It's Steve's fault. I got a button. I pushed the button. I love it. This thing ain't going nowhere.
I'm in a club or something.
you need to get some Palmer's cocoa butter.
It had to be a sexy song, but it also had to have like a little uplifting moment to it.
Shout out.
From England, man. Yeah. He put it down,
Evan,
man.
Evan created, got the song all put together. So, you know, I'm going with it.
Yeah,
for y'all
don't know this, I wrote the song, man. And it's very lyrical. He says TK Boot is very lyrical. The lyrics took me like a couple months, but I put it down. It's the way I layered the TK's Boot Dog for. You see, he goes up and then he goes down. But now, so we got Ricochet with the W, man. And I like when he wins. I like, either way, put it like this. You wouldn't have cared who won this match, right?
Exactly.
For momentum wise, you could have seen Adam Cole winning, but Undisputed Era helping him. You could see Ricochet winning clean.
Both look good, no matter what coming out of it.
Yeah. So then we got the Undisputed Era, like I said, keeping with their theme of the evening. And they just beating up everybody. Aleister Black, like, yo, I'm just commentating.
And he got beat up.
I'm just a lonely commentator. I'm off. I don't even know what match I'm going to be in at TakeOver. Mm-hmm. And I got beat up. What do you think this is going to be about? Do you see the Undisputed Era reigning supreme and be coming through with their threat? You see them, let's say TakeOver happens, you see them getting tag titles and the NXT title and the North American title.
They're talking about it.
Give me the implications of what they did to Aleister
Black.
How awesome
would that be, though?
Listen, if they, the whole Undisputed Era has like all the battle.
Because now the concentration.
I don't
see it happening, but it's all the concentrations on Undisputed Era. Now you're essentially trying to take down a dynasty. Right, so now you bring other people that you don't necessarily see from week to week into the show because everybody's trying to take them out, and then you can create other factions. It's almost like not Lord of the Rings, the other one that's supposed to be coming out, the other kind of castle-like TV show.
Oh God!
Oh
God! I'm God!
Chat, help!
Chat, yeah. The other TV show.
One of
those, you know, like you know, castle franchises, all that stuff. It feels like if you create that, like, this is the powerhouse. It's almost like Take America. Everybody's trying to take down America or trying to come to America, one of the two. And America is the place that you, like, if you want to take down a dynasty, once you take them down, then you're America. Good to go. So it's just kind of like that. I like that idea, but I don't see it happening.
What do you think about, Jim? What do you want to see happen? Was it just them? Just
Game of Thrones. Thank you, Zena.
Game of Thrones. Thank you, Zena. So do you just see this being an isolated incident? They just beat up Alistair Beck because he was there. Like, you know what? Whatever. Or do you see them figuring out with Alistair Beck? Are you just assuming he's going to be in the main event again against Tommaso?
We didn't see Tommaso. That's the thing. Like, what's had a week up off. With him? You know, like, he had a week off. You got to put him with Alistair, I think, again. They're going to do that.
I think it's to close it out.
Yeah, to close it out. Just one going over.
Like, their arrow, that's over. Like, that's going
to
be over.
Because they're both kind of in no man's territory right now. So for tonight, Alistair came out to help out Ricochet. And they got beat down, both of them. So, I didn't see that coming, really. So it gives credibility. It gives credibility to the era, but...
It does. It does. It makes them look strong. But I don't see them...
sweeping the titles. No, no. Tag team titles, potentially.
Getting them back.
Yeah. Mm. More than that, no.
Mm, that would
I don't see a world champion there. I don't see an NXT champion.
Who's the next NXT champion that is not Tommaso Ciampa before we roll up out
I
here?
Think he's going to hold it for a while.
Who dethrones him? Give me a bold prediction.
What about Ricochet? What about Ricochet? I mean, he's doing the work in a ring. He's putting everyone over. Mm-hmm. He's on a roll. Keep it going for him to a point where he gets a title shot.
TK, what do you think? Who's the next person besides Tommaso with the belt?
Like, I think he's going to hold on to it for a while because there's definitely some – he's great, but I also think there's just some favoritism beyond that. But, yeah, I would see Ricochet, but I think they might be prepping for that. Like, he's too good of a talent. Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep him on NXT too, and that's a way of keeping
him. Chill a little bit. Yeah. Chat. Who do you think should take? Who do you think should have the belt besides Tommaso? Who's the next person besides Tommaso with the belt? Chat. Just throw it up there whenever y'all got some time. I'm very, very, very curious to see what y'all think. I think you guys are both right about Tommaso holding on through this takeover. Mm-hmm. The biggest takeover to hold your belt is this takeover. It's like it's the WrestleMania thing. You hold your belt through this. It shows you what the company thinks of you. It shows you how long you're going to stay there. I've been some shocking ones. People that I thought wouldn't retain that retain. Some people that lost, and like when Bobby Roode lost to Drew McIntyre, I was like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
that one blew my mind. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe Tommaso. Maybe they're done. Maybe
somebody said
up.
Keith Lee. I think with Keith Lee, they still need to figure out what they're gonna. Because I've seen him on NXT over the last couple of months. It's just like they haven't quite figured out what.
Yeah,
to do
that would
with
be
them
kind
yet.
Of like what that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At least with Ricochet, he's getting a build, and he's been going through the matches, and he, you know, he had the North American Championship too. So there's been an established thing with him for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's what it makes sense. But in that case, I know they like to bring people up after Mania. But keep the guys here. I don't think they already brought up EC3 and some. I mean, the wrestlers. No one's finding room right now. It's overcrowded on the main roster. Just keep NXT. Stop ripping them apart.
Crossface in the chat made a good point. So in his prediction, it makes sense. You know, Velveteen beats Gargano. Gargano goes against Ciampa. Mm-hmm. He finally dethrones Ciampa. Gargano holds the title.
Yeah,
that
could happen.
To really just give him the belt for the first time. Would you be mad at that? Would you care?
No, I think he's an NXT guy all the way. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Gargano, I really, honestly, I don't see him as a main roster guy that makes a difference on a main roster.
He's like Diet Daniel Bryan.
Would he be considered like 205?
Johnny Gargano. They better not put him there, though.
But that's the kind of guy for me.
Man, Jim throwing shade today, man.
He's the king of 205. Like, he's a cruiserweight king. Like, there's not much more to do with
this. This chat is going to go crazy on that.
There's not much more to do. Johnny Gargano is a glorified 205 guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's
Johnny
not,
wrestling?
But
how dare you?
What else does he give you?
Oh.
What else does he give? He can wrestle, but anything else. He's small.
I just love that you said
he's
that.
He's small.
Fans love this dude, man.
He's small in size. He just looks like a... I mean, he does look like he was in college with me. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of... There's no particular... He's not an intimidating look in any way. He doesn't look like a... When you look at Tommaso, he looks like a wrestler. I mean, he's got the intimidating...
Like, if you've seen Gargano in the alley, I'd be like, bro, what you doing here, bro?
I know. It's just like, get away, Johnny.
I'm here to rob you, Evan. Like, what? Yeah. Now, Tommaso came down the alley.
I'm out of there.
Like, bro, listen, man. You want my clothes, man? What you want with this wallet?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That beard, is scary.
He's a career 205 guy. They move him up.
Yo, so, chat roll. I want y'all to tell me.
I called you Sam Roberts.
Damn, it comes full circle.
Oh, my God. Looks like Colonel Shockwave. True heel. You are a heel, man. He's a heel.
It's the truth.
Dark. I mean, oh, my God. The Dark said we need to build a wall between NXT, SmackDown Live, and Raw. Make wrestling great again. Shout out to Donald Trump. Oh,
man. I mean, it's true, but I think a lot of people.
Yeah.
I do hope to see it on network because it is truly a great product. So, you know.
Yeah, we all love it. And I love that the general consensus is everyone loves NXT. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that even, you know, how wrestling fans want to be contrarian. They just want to don't like stuff because everyone else likes
it. Well, there's a lot of people who watch Raw and SmackDown that don't watch NXT. Like, I was one of them.
But it also goes the other way around. You can see, and I was watching this great piece and they made a good point. It, as much as everyone like blows smoke up NXT, it is true when people came out from NXT, some of their biggest names at Royal Rumble, the casual fans were not cheering that loud. Mm-hmm. When Aleister Black came out there, if you guys turn up your little TVs instead of getting your little NXT goggles on, it was quiet. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that's why people
don't know them.
NXT people are still in their little bubble. They think, why are there people over? I am telling you that you are underestimating the casual viewer of WWE. Because that dude is unbelievable. And the crowd was like,
yeah, the casual viewer doesn't even watch SmackDown on some occasions, much less NXT.
So we have to be careful with the we all love NXT thing, but you got to understand that that main roster is a different animal, man. Mm-hmm.
That's why they get lost. That's why Johnny Gargano. No knock on him. Like I said, NXT, he's world.
You just knocked
NXT
him down.
Champion.
You just kicked him in the hang dang.
I'm grabbing his hand to knock him down again. He could win an NXT championship. I could see him that. But that is his max out point for his career. That's as high as
you
he can ever
achieve. His career.
Unless, I mean, Cruiserweight, some of those are a championship. No, and the NXT championship is as Johnny Gargano's.
Hashtag heel gym.
Facts.
For real. Facts. Man, listen, with that being said, we're going to wrap it up with Jim. Tell the people where they can find you. I mean, they can really
find you.
They're
going to look for me. And Johnny Gargano, I can state my case to you personally if you're looking for me. At the Jim Alexander on social media. If you don't find me on NXT, I'm on the Raw after show. And you can look for me there, too. I'm to be found.
TK. Yo. Jim. That's heel Jim.
Well, then. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Please leave your comments on the YouTube comments. If they're negative, I just won't be reading them.
I'll read them.
Yeah, Evan will read them and say
respond.
Some stuff.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Johnny Quasto out there living his best life. Left OG's Carmen San Diego. He's moving and shaking. He working with Rikishi. He working with everybody. Make 87 wrestling promotions. Mm-hmm. He'll be back. He's going to be on the couch. The couch is his. Shout out to Johnny Quasto.
Wait, your couch is his for Raw or your couch is his for NXT?
That's your couch on Raw.
Let's not get crazy.
Don't be giving away your furniture. Or else you're sitting on the floor next
Raw. I thought he was taking over. I'll be hosting Raw.
Listen, yo, I appreciate everybody in the chat. Yo, DJ Sip, Zeno Hour Cross. External Shockwave. Jason says heel Jim. Dan, of course. Zeno Hour. Ghost. Jay Will. They look at the, it. I love you all. Oh, Charlene. What's really good? Samantha Smith. What's really good? I'm going to try to shout out everybody in this chat.
Hey.
Y'all have a. We'll see y'all next week, man.
Yeah, Monday.
Black History Month almost over, y'all. I'm sad.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.